Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures were a sea of red today, lower across the board. December corn down 9 cents at 363. January beans are the front month, down 17 and three quarters at 1005 and a half. And then wheat futures, Kansas City down 5.5 in December at 588. July of 2015, below $6 now, down 6.5 cents today at 594. And then Chicago wheat even got hit a little bit harder, down 10.5 in December at 538.5. The options for December grains expire this Friday. And then next Friday is the first notice day for the December delivery grain contracts. So anybody that's long is getting out of those and rolling them to the next month. And that's partially why we saw some the front months being down a little bit more than the March contracts, just due to that alone. And over the past week or so, we've talked a lot about how cold the temperatures are and the freezing temperatures. It's interesting that all 50 states had 32 degrees or freezing or below. Even Hawaii, and that's going to be the coldest November since 1976. I'm not sure that that'll have a large impact on crops, but it's interesting to note how cold it's been.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We had an announcement of 125,000 tons of beans sold. Now that's on top of what happened yesterday. Yesterday there was 100,000. So there's some pretty good bean sales going on here. It's not really enough to keep the market positive, though. But the main focus is really the December options expiring. And, of course, next week we've got the shortened holiday with Thanksgiving on Thursday. The markets will be closed on Thursday but open every other day next week. It's interesting to note that with crude oil prices down, that ethanol production is really strong. We're actually back to the highest level we've seen in several years now, or revisiting that same level from a couple months ago. And ethanol stocks are a little bit tighter. Profit margins are back around $1.60 in Iowa. But the interesting thing is there's still a lot of ethanol demand, even with crude oil at $75. Going forward, tomorrow morning we'll have the export sales report, expecting anywhere from 500,000 to 700,000 for corn. Last week we were at 505. For soybeans, 700 to 1 million. Last week we were at 1.07 million metric tons. And then for wheat, 300 to 500. Soybeans have really been the surprise factor for the export market recently.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle steady at 170.82. February up 22 at 172.30. January feeder cattle down 17 at 237.10. March down 27 at 235.32. December lean hogs up 22 at 91.77. February up 52 at 91.65. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at 586 and a quarter. March down 7 1/4 at 589 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down 11 1/4 at 537 and 3/4. December corn down 8 3/4 at 363 and a quarter. March down 9 at 376. January soybeans down 18 1/2 at 1004 and 3/4. March down 19 at 1012. December cotton down 86 at 5911. March down 76 at 5910. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.